Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 282 with Amanda Peer. First broadcast on the Nation Station Radio GH on Sunday 19th of July 2026. Hello everyone. Today had some notable events in history which could come under the heading Fire and Navigation. We will begin with two shipping events. In 1545, the Tudor warship Mary Rose sank off Portsmouth, and nearly 300 years later, in 1843, Brunel's steamship, the SS Great Britain, was launched, the first ocean-going craft with an iron hull and screw propeller. It was the largest vessel afloat in the world. So, we will begin with The Sailor, and I have chosen Ian T. Muir's version, especially for Billy Stewart, whose birthday it is today. Not sure if he is pleased that he shares it with Nicola Sturgeon, but happy birthday to both all the same. Thank you. Taylor began with the Davy Hornpipe, and then Ian Muir played five of his own tunes: David Turnbull's Reel, Miss Lorraine Nelson of Aberdeen, Mr. and Mrs. McShane of Houston, Kenny Thompson's Reel, and Dunaskin Glen, and then two from Ian MacPhail, Miss C.M. Barber, and his compliments to the late Gordon Jameson. We will get our 8-time Strathspey in early today with In the Days of Sailing Ships by Marie Bomer. Three couples set. First man leads as one starts down towards third man for a left hand across with him. Then right hand across with third lady and left hand across with second lady, finishing in second place opposite sides. Twos and ones, ladies chain. Then ones, passing three's right shoulder, dance figure of eight on the side and cross down to second place own sides from the top at the end. The recommended recording for this is The Lassie from Stirling. And here is Derek Hamilton's band, the Irvine Valley Scottish Dance Band from 2004. Derek's band played Sterlini by Nancy Dixon, Uncle Tom's Wedding by David Hall, The Earl of Angus and Arran by William Marshall, and Mrs. Sanderson Strathspey by Elizabeth Muir. Our next two dances are for two great fires. In 64 AD, the Great Fire of Rome caused widespread devastation, raging for 6 days and destroying half of the city. And then, in 1845, the Great New York City Fire of that year was the last great fire to affect Manhattan. It began early in the morning and was subdued by the afternoon, but the fire killed 4 firefighters, 26 civilians, and destroyed 345 buildings. We have a 5x32-bar jig called Burnt Lands by Craig Williams, which has twos and fours as dancing couples, except in the last 4 bars when, as well as them moving to a progressed place, one's cast from top to bottom so that the final order is 2-3-4-5-1. For this, I have chosen a generic track from Robert Whitehead's Simmer Dim CD. Robert Whitehead and the Danelaw Band played Miss Jacqueline Dixon by Bernard Dixon, Rock Valley Jig by John Burke, Valcomy House, Kenny Wilson's Jig by Ian Holmes, and Granny Wade's Jig by Mo Rutherford. So, after Burnt Lands, I think we need Fire Hose Reel, which is an 8x32-bar reel by Gray and Hawkins in 2010. Right shoulder reels of 3 on the sides. First lady followed by first man casts off and crosses to second place. Then they turn about and first man leads as they cast off to third place. Threes and ones set and rotate, and 3 couples circle round and back. The recommended track is a set of reels on the Belfast Branch Diamond Jubilee CD by Marian Anderson and her band. Thank you. Anderson's band played Ian Peterson by John Renton, The Sally Gardens, Farquhar Matheson by Jim Johnston, and Malcolm McCaskill by Callum McLean. At the top of the show, I talked about the sinking of the Mary Rose, and in 1982, the wreck was salvaged in one of the most complex and expensive projects of maritime archaeology. Elizabeth Nelson wrote a medley called The Raising of the Mary Rose. It is a dance which starts as a long Y set, but is square after the first eight bars, then two diagonal lines for bars 25 to 40, and ending the Strathspey part with a circle. The 48 bars of real time are all in a square formation. Another dance without its own music, and as it contains some Highland steps, I thought to use music for the threesome reel. This is Rob Gordon and his band. Gordon composed both the tunes which his band played, Jim McCabe Strathspey and Jim Douglas. A couple more ships, The Steamboat, a two-couple jig by Alec Hay. The recommended recordings are for Cumberland Reel, with a secondary tune of The Steamboat Quickstep. The instructions are brief. Ones and twos rights and lefts, ones figure of eight around the twos, first man turns second lady right hand, first lady turns second man left hand to finish in the centre with partner for a pousset. They also say that it is danced in a four-couple set with all couples starting. This recording is of Alex MacArthur and his band. Thank you. Alex MacArthur's Scottish Dance Band played Cumberland Reel, Miss Eleonora Robertson by Robert McIntosh, Mary Gavin and the Steamboat Quickstep. And our other ship is The Shipwreck, a three-couple Strasbourg by Helen McGinley, which is also brief. One's set and cast off, three couple rights and lefts, twos and ones Poussette, ones and threes Tourbillon. I thought The Ship's Bell might be an appropriate recording to use. Here is Jim Lindsay and his band. Jim Lindsay and his band played His Majesty's Steam Yacht, Mrs. Ferguson of Race Delight, and Mrs. Joseph Lowe. Now, another event for 19th of July is that in 1900, the first line of the Paris Metro opened. I found an interesting four-couple jig by Zoltan Graff called Metro 4, which is in 10-bar phrases, so the only music has to be for Wee Cooper of Fife. Luckily, I found that the Lothian Scottish Dance Band had recorded a 4x40 version. Usually, it would be 8 times or sometimes 6 times. Thank you. Meikle and the Lothian Band played the Wee Cooper of Fife and Last May a Braw Wooer. And at the moment, it is most definitely summer in Paris, or l'été à Paris, and so this 8x40 reel is one of my favourite tracks, and also I play it for David Bolton. We'll be right back. Gordon Shand and his band played The Telephone Box by Freeland Barber, Love in the Box by Neil Barron, and Hutchie's Bash and Donny the Post, both by Graham Mitchell. The last event is nearly 50 years old now. In 1977, the world's first global positioning system, GPS, signal was transmitted from Navigation Technology Satellite 2 and received at Rockwell Collins in Cedar Rapids, Iowa at 12:41 a.m. Eastern Time. And so our last three dances are generally on a navigation theme. The last Strathspey is The Lost Ship, devised by Deirdre McEwish Bark in memory of an Admiralty yacht which sank at the entrance of Stornoway Harbour on New Year's Day 1919 with the loss of over 200 lives. Judy Nicholson and Ian Muir are going to play a set of Strathspeys. That was Judy Nicholson and Ian Muir, and I'm sorry I don't have the tune names to hand. A much older navigation system was by way of the stars, so our last jig is The Milky Way, a 4x40 jig by Rory Laidlaw, for which the recommended recording is for the Dalston Jig, played by Marian Anson, on the Sunday Class Dance Book 1 CD from 2013. Marian Anderson played Lammas Fair by David Page, Jig of Beer by Gordon Duncan, The Tap Dancer by Pipe Major Robert Matheson, and Findlay Hits the Bottle by John Burns. And our last dance is suitably generic, Navigator by Christian Vestley from 2022. One set and cross down to second place facing down, twos, ones and threes, half grand chain, half a reel of four on the first diagonal and ones turn right hand to face second corners, repeat on second corner diagonal, circle round and back. The divisor chord for any good hornpipe, and what better than the Navi, which is the first tune in this live set for Catch the Wind by Muriel Johnston and Keith Smith. Thank you. Marilyn Keith played four hornpipes, the Navy, Harry Pickens, Miss Gaten's and Cooper's at the Delaware Valley Spring Ball in 2003. What to play out with? I thought I'd stick with the Paris theme and this waltz set by Gary Blair, the Red Rose Café and Les Bicyclettes de Belize. Hope you've enjoyed my choices and will join me again next week when I will be preparing for my sojourn to Scotland. Bye!